Yes, that one is Richard, declaring patient's name is Walter Wilkerson, W-I-L-K-E-R-S-O-N, Walter, W-A-L-T-E-R. Date of birth is 7/12/1942. Date of service is 2/3/2026. Mr. Wilkerson is seen in his room today at the request of the nurse since he's been having some diarrhea. He states that he feels tired today. He had several episodes of liquid/watery stools. He denies any abdominal pain, but complains of feeling tired and fatigue and no energy. He denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, vomiting, or he denies any nausea or vomiting, no fever or chills, no other complaints. His urine is somewhat stained with blood, though it's not as dark as it was before. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HE and T examination was normal. Leg was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails from wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities. No edema. Impression number one, diarrhea. Number two, hematuria. Next, history of dementia. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of coronary artery disease. Next, history of CHF. Next, history of prostate cancer. Next, history of bladder cancer. Next, atrial fibrillation. Not on any anticoagulation at present. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, GERD. Next, DJD. Treatment plan. Discuss with patient about his symptoms. We'll have stool for C. diff as well as culture. We'll check electrolytes. We'll also have CBC done. And we'll hold off on the macro bed. We'll continue other medications, encourage him to drink enough fluids. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Michael Trudeau, T-R-U-D-E-A-U, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Date of birth is 12/4/1941. Date of service is 2/3/2026. Mr. Trudeau is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He was sent to the emergency room after he suffered a fall the other day. He had laceration over his right eye. He sent to the emergency room. He had CAT scan done. He had the laceration sutured. He was observed at the hospital. He was doing better. Was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted back to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. He said that he was sitting in a chair doing therapy when he bent more forward and he fell. He denies being dizzy or lightheaded, denies passing out, denies any complaints of chest pain or palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HE and T examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, one plus bearing edema, both lower extremities, skin. There is laceration over the right eyebrow with sutures in place. There is significant swelling and bruising over his right periorbital area. No other bruising or denies any other headaches or any other discomfort. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Right periorbital swelling and bruising is present. Right skin above the right eyebrow is with laceration and sutures in place. HE neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. Rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, minimal 1 plus pitting edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number 1 fall. Next right forehead laceration. Next right periorbital bruising. Next history of constructive pericarditis, next hyponatremia, next hypertension, next history of esophageal cancer, next history of prostate cancer, next history of neuropathy, next history of atrial fibrillation, next degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms, explain to him that he needs to be careful, try not to get up on his own or reach for anything. We'll continue current medications. His blood thinner are on hold for now. We'll continue other medications. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Paul Ruzicka. Ruzicka. Paul, Paul. Date of birth is 2/5/1938. Date of service is 2/3/2026. Mr. Ruzicka is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He states that he is doing better. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. Denies any nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. He states that he is feeling somewhat better, has been eating better, has been working with therapy. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number 1, fall. Next history of T11/T12 vertebral fracture. Next, multiple rib fractures. Next, left pubic rami fracture. Next, chronic kidney disease. Next, degenerative joint disease. Next, hypertensive heart disease. Next, history of atrial fibrillation. Next, hyperlipidemia. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. Seems to be doing better. Encourage him to eat enough, drink enough fluids. Continue to work with therapy. We'll continue on his current medications. If he has any pain, he will let the nurses know or call the office. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Susan Rothvander, Roth-Vander, V-A-I-N-D-E-R, Susan, S-U-S-A-N. Date of birth is 4/24/1951. Date of service is 2/3/2026. Ms. Rothvander is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She said that she is doing better. She did see her rehab doctor and was given an injection. She feels better with the pain. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. Denies any complaints of any abdominal pain. No nausea, no vomiting. Denies any diarrhea. No fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression number one, chronic bilateral lower extremity pain. Next, history of peripheral neuropathy. Next, general anxiety disorder. Next, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of coronary artery disease. Next, history of congestive heart failure. Next, history of fibromyalgia. Next, mild dementia. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing better. Will continue current medications. She's ready, getting ready to be discharged. She's going to an assisted living. She will follow up with her primary physician as well as his rehab doctor. Will follow prescriptions for sign. Will follow up on her progress. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Melba Robinette, R-O-B-I-N-E-T-T-E, Melba, M-E-L-B-A. Date of birth is 2/24/1954. Date of service is 2/2/2026. Miss Robinette is seen in her room. Miss Robinette is a very pleasant 71-year-old female. Who was in the emergency room several times within the last week with complaint of pain. With chronic low back pain as well as lower extremity pain. She had, as mentioned, multiple emergency department visits. She had x-rays done. An attempt at MRI was done, was unable to complete. Patient subsequently underwent a CAT scan to rule out compression fracture given recent fall. She was also evaluated by PT and OT, was recommended subacute rehab, but initially patient refused, but subsequently at the next visit, she agreed to go for rehabilitation. She denies any incontinence, denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any palpitations. No, she does complain of some chronic abdominal pain and some nausea. She was otherwise doing better. Her CT scan of the lumbar spine did show some chronic compression fracture, L2 and L5, but no acute fractures. Patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she continues to complain of pain in her lower back. She denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any headaches, no nausea or vomiting today, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for anxiety, history of asthma, carotid artery stenosis, next COPD, next chronic pain, next history of coronary artery disease, next history of depressive disorder, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next history of migraines, opioid dependence, also history of sarcoidosis. Past surgical history has been significant for hysterectomy, cholecystectomy, eye surgery, carpal release, cesarean section, carotid stent, and back surgery. Social history. She has quit smoking. She smoked for about 15 years. She has like 7.9 pack year smoking history. Alcohol, she denies any alcohol use currently. Occasionally used marijuana. Family history. Heart disease in her brother and father, as well as mother. Allergies to amoxicillin, clindamycin, ibuprofen, melatonin, aspirin, cefalexin, codeine, duloxetine, fentanyl, Prozac, and Lipitor. Current medications reviewed and as documented in the EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, no palpitations. She does have history of coronary artery disease, history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Also history of carotid stenosis. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. She does have history of asthma / COPD, history of sarcoidosis. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting. She does have some nausea last week, no vomiting now. History of peptic ulcer disease, history of GERD. Urinary, no complaints, neurological. She does deny any history of TIE or CVA, no focal weakness in the arms or legs. No history of seizures. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pain, history of arthritis, history of back pain. Vital cysts were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal, people's vehicle run unreactive to light, extracranial movements are intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruin, no thyromegaly, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression, number one. Chronic low back pain, next history of L2, L5 compression fracture. Next, history of coronary artery disease. Next, history of hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, COPD / asthma. Next, depressive disorder. Next, generalized anxiety disorder. Next, opioid dependence. Next, history of migraines. Next history of sarcoidosis. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. Will continue current medication. She is on Suboxone, also as needed oxycodone. Will continue same. Will continue with the muscle relaxants. Physical and occupational therapy would be consulted. She will drink enough fluids, monitor her progress. If she has any constipation, she'll let us know. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is James Hollenbeck, H-O-L-L-E-N-B-E-C-K, James, J-A-M-E-S. Date of birth is 8-8-1942. Date of service is 2-2-2026. Mr. Hollenbeck is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. Asked by the nurse to see him since he has swelling of his lower extremities. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath, but has noticed some increased swelling in both the lower extremities. He denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rales, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities 1 to 2 plus pitting edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number 1 bilateral lower extremity swelling. Next history of CHF. Next history of severe aortic stenosis. Status post TAVR. Next history of coronary artery disease. Next history of atrial fibrillation, next history of cardiac arrhythmia, status post AICD placement, next chronic anemia, next type 2 diabetes mellitus, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next DJD. Next treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms, we'll start him on Lasix. He is on Lasix. We'll increase the dose to 40 milligrams for 5 days. We'll see how his response. He was encouraged to cut back on salty food, keeping his legs elevated. We'll monitor his weights. We'll check his electrolytes. We'll continue other medications. We'll follow up on his progress. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.